The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Hendon Hooker. You're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the epic Roster Watch podcast brought to you by RosterWatch.com. I'm Alex Dunlap here, of course, with the Trash Man, back on our Tuesday and Thursday schedule that hopefully we'll keep intact next week as we'll be doing it remotely, heading to the NFL Combine. And of course, part of our Combine preparation every year is getting through as many of these wide receivers as we possibly can to have the evaluations done and have our thoughts sort of together about what their production profiles are, what they look like on film, et cetera, before we get to see how they test in Indianapolis when our rankings, you know, could get shaken up just a little bit sort of based on some of that stuff athletically. We got two of the big dogs today that we're going to be going over, Trash Man. What the hell is going on, brother?
They're not that big.
One of them's big. One of them's big.
Yeah.
Not huge, but big.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that a garment traditionally worn by females that you have on, or is that something that's real popular in Europe right now?
It's just a tank top. It's just stretched out
because it's kind of pulled down like a sports bra or something, I guess.
Well, I mean, I was working out. It just got stretched out.
Okay, for those of you listening to this on the podcast, you can go and watch the YouTube feed to see what it is I'm talking about here with Trash Man's latest fashion endeavor. He's always far, far, far ahead of the curve.
This isn't actually an old shirt. This is just an old tank top. Well,
okay, fair enough.
I guess the way I wear it.
It's that. But what was that where Will Ferrell had like the Derelict line brand
on Zoolander?
Yeah, he kind of gives me a little bit of that vibe. All right, so let's talk about these guys. We're going to talk about Quentin Johnston, the wide receiver out of TCU, and Jackson Smith and Jigma, the wide receiver out of Ohio State. Trash Man did the meat of the write-up on Quentin Johnston, where I just kind of did the editing and the stuff that I always add into it, whereas Trash Man did that one. I did Jackson Smith and Jigma, who I've been pretty enamored with ever since last year, whenever we were doing the Ohio State guys. We got Nash Talks Texas saying seeing QJ live was cool. What would have been cool is seeing Quentin Johnston and Bijan Robinson on the same Texas football team, right? I can't believe that I've forgotten that Quentin Johnston was close to coming to Texas for a while there.
Well, and Jackson Smith and Jigba was from Rockwall,
yeah. So we'll get into that stuff, but Trash Man, why don't you start
missing that Mac Brown talent evaluation.
I don't know if that's it. All right, so Quentin Johnston, I'll just kind of go over some of this stuff for him. Unofficially 6'4", I think he's probably closer to 6'3". There's also the two.
Oh, you know why I said they're not that big? I thought we were going to talk. I was thinking about Jordan Addison.
Okay. Well, are you prepared to talk about Quentin Johnston? We'll talk about Jordan Addison on Thursday.
I mean,
okay.
I did both. I mean, I've done both of them.
Okay. So 6'4", 215. Oh my goodness. Some of this formatting I need to fix here on the scouting report. 6'4", 215 is where he's listed. Now, there have been reports that he's a little bit smaller than 215 pounds. I'm not sure he looks it, but people are acting like he might weigh in smaller than that. I think for a guy who's 6'3", 6'4", he looks like he's every bit of 215 pounds. Yeah. As far as his production profile this season, 21% of the team's receptions, 27% team receiving yards, 18% of the team's receiving touchdowns for a total production percentage of 22%. He was a class of 2020 four-star, not quite as young as Smith and Jigba, who we'll talk about later. He's going to be 22 in the year of 2023 during his rookie season in the NFL. But like we've talked about with a few of these guys, like the Michael Wilsons and some of these others, we start getting these guys that are above 6'2" in this class or in the 6'3", 6'4" range. This is an interesting wide receiver class and a good wide receiver class, a deep one, but you have just so many of these guys like the Zay Flowerses and the JSNs and the Jaden Reeds and the, Zay Flowers and all these other Jordan Addison. You have all these other guys who are, these good players, but they're like, they're 6 feet tall. They some of them will come in at 5'11" next week in Indy. Right. So, Quentin Johnston, to a certain degree, brings that size speed element that we're not going to really see out of too many of these guys outside of maybe the Tennessee guy, Jalen Hyatt, who I'm just starting to work on now. Definitely. He's a different kind of player though.
Yeah.
Quentin Johnston, we talk about the speed and he talks like he's going to run sub 4.4. I don't always believe these guys when they have this big talk, but Quentin Johnston does work out with Coach D-Rob at Always Open. If you've seen any of the videos of him, his feet are good. It looks like he can really move. And I trust Coach D-Rob because last year, every year I text him from the combine when I'm putting in my prize picks stuff for my parlays for these 40 times. And I just ask about his guys and he gives me the exact time that these guys are going to run. He thinks that sub 4.4 is well within the realm of possibility for Quentin Johnston. So we're talking about a guy that's going to be a size speed type of player here. The only other thing that I would say that I wanted to add to what you had written down here, Trashman, and I'll let you kind of take over. There's a lot of pros, right? A lot of pros to discuss with this guy. I also think that even though he didn't break out until his sophomore season, if we're looking for just a 20% of total production, as far as his receptions, his receiving yards, and his receiving touchdowns as an average, he did lead the team in receiving yards as a freshman. So even though he didn't have a true breakout, our formula would consider a breakout at that 20% mark, he did kind of break onto the scene, if you want to say, as a freshman, even though he does have that 19-year-old breakout age. With that said, Trash Man, you did the formal evaluation. Why don't you go over it?
I mean, he's 6'3", 6'4", maybe 215 pounds, could run a sub 4.40, really. What else do you need? I mean, if you're just talking about pure athleticism and, kind of your prototypical X receiver build. But Quentin Johnston is also, he's able to maneuver his body really well for a big guy in space.
Good out of the break.
His first move after the catch is what's really impressive.
His first move at the line of scrimmage. His first move at the line, his stems at the line of scrimmage. He's really good with that stuff. Angry, active hands, angry enough to knock the microphone around.
But after the catch, he's just so quick to get upfield, and it seems like he knows where the defender's going and he's going the opposite direction. And then, he makes that quick one move and then he's gone. It's really impressive for a big guy like him. He's able to anticipate the defender, what he's going to do really well. He takes good angles when he runs. Which I think is important when you have, when you're a bigger guy like that, should he need to adjust the direction on the way to the end zone. He's excellent tracking the ball through the air. He can catch pretty much anything thrown in his general direction. Though he does let balls into his body a little bit too often for my liking,
I think his hands, I don't have that. I mean, I think he does. I can think of some plays where he does, but I don't have that concern. I don't have much of a concern with Quentin Johnson's hands. I love the way he tracks the ball. I love the way he frames it. Like, I think he's pretty natural.
That's pretty fair.
Yep.
He uses his powerful frame to, after the catch a lot, but he doesn't really bully defenders at the catch point or in contested catches. At least not to the extent that I would like to see out of a player out of his, with his physicality and his athletic prowess. It seems like a physical corner might be able to throw him off his route or at least, keep him from getting separation in some instances. But he doesn't really even need to separate to get open. You know, he's one of those guys you kind of throw it at him, and even if he's covered, he can, because of his range, and his body control, he's able to make a lot of catches that a lot of other receivers wouldn't be able to make. So I like that about him. I mean, he's had kind of a history of nagging injuries.
I don't think he's been that bad a history. He missed, I mean,
it's not that's like knocking him out of seasons or anything, but enough to, you know, to where it was kind of like, played for the Bears, played for Eagles. Who am I thinking about?
Played for the Bears and the Eagles. Was he a
wide receiver?
Jeez.
You always had the nagging injuries. He wasn't necessarily out of games, but, you know, it'd be on a weekly basis where we're thinking.
Not Macklin.
No, Alshon.
Alshon Jeffrey, right.
I think it was more kind of like that, where it wasn't keeping him out of games, you know, necessarily, but it's just something that you kind of had to be aware of on a weekly basis. So it's just something to consider. Okay,
let's just talk about what it is. So in 2022, it was an ankle. And it looks like in 2021, he did miss three games with some kind of undisclosed injury. So you said, kind of nagging stuff. I mean, that's one of the cons, right? I think maybe another one of the cons is he wasn't, you know, totally dominant from a statistical standpoint on his team. He did have Darius Davis there to deal with. But, yeah, I mean, if you look at his market share percentages versus some of these other guys, it's good, but it's not – it isn't the best. A lot of that has to do with the fact that, yes, he did, you know, he did miss games, or he did kind of come out at half or stuff like that. Like you said, that Alshon Jeffrey sort of Julio Jones stuff. He reminds me a little bit. He's not Julio, but I mean, he kind of just stylistically, he kind of reminds me a little bit of him. I'm not sure if he's, you know, quite the beast, et cetera, that he is. My comps for him. Oh, we got Cody up in the chat. He's saying, Trash Man, what do you think about Sidney Rice for a Quentin Johnston comp? I think that's – I mean, I like Trash Man.
I feel like Sidney Rice was a little bit of a – more of a slim – a slim shady to
– Some people think that Quentin Johnston is a little bit slimmer than I think he is. I'm not sure what this narrative is about him being – and it could be that there's something out there where he is going to weigh in a little bit lighter.
He does have, I guess, skinnier legs, kind of like Rice. But I feel like his upper body's – more built than Rice's. I mean, I comped him to Christian Watson and Denzel Mims.
I think he's got some Devontae Parker to his game. And just like that little dash of Julio that, you know, you can't compare anybody to Julio Jones, but I feel like here's my bottom line on Quentin Johnston. I wouldn't harbor any hate against somebody in a one quarterback dynasty rookie draft, taking him as early as like the 102 or the 103. I think that that could change. I'm not saying I have him as wide receiver one. I'm not saying that I would take him there, but I could see somebody justifying it.
Well, that's why my comps were Christian Watson and Denzel Mims. I think, and both of them are kind of athletic specimens, guys who can take the top off of defenses, but can be possession guys too. Whereas Christian Watson, we've seen him have success really quickly in the NFL. Whereas Denzel Mims, you know, he was somebody I was really high going into, you know, his rookie season, and it has never really panned out, even though it seems like he has all the tools that, you know, would seem necessary to thrive.
All right, let's talk about Jaxon Smith-Njigba from Ohio State. So we have the unofficial height and weight on him is like 6 feet, 197, 198, right there at 200 pounds. He broke out at age 19 as a sophomore, and that was the big 2021 season where we became aware of him. Trash Man, when you and I, Cody as well, was in on a lot of these conversations where we're trying to figure out, you know, who is our wide receiver one in the 2022 class, right? And to us, it was either Garrett Wilson or Chris Olave. And we weren't considering Drake London, and we weren't considering Treylon Burks, Jamison Williams, any of those guys in the same class, right? It was
kind of in that conversation, but because of his injury, it was
Pickens. And so what happened was during that season, you're watching these guys and you're watching back the film. And if you get the college film and you look at it, and you're like, who the hell is this 11? Who the hell is Jaxon Smith-Njigba? Because, you know, you whether you were watching Wilson, whether you're watching Olave, you know, whatever you think about those guys, there's no denying that JSN was he's playing with these guys who are really good, and he was the statistical alpha. He went for 95 receptions, 1,606 yards, and 9 touchdowns in 2021. Now, he was injured with a hamstring in 2022, right? He didn't play for much of the year. I think he played like 3 games, right? So a lot of the shine is worn off of him. But if you compare him to Olave, I mean, we're talking, 95, 1,606, and 9. You're sharing with Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, and Marvin Harrison Jr. was playing a little bit that year, but Chris Olave was 65 for 936 and 13. Garrett Wilson was 70 for 1058 and 12. I mean, from a volume standpoint, from a yardage standpoint accumulated, I mean, Smith and Jigba leaves those guys in the dust. The only
it makes sense to kind of what the position he was playing.
Well, he plays almost exclusively in the slot, right? And having those guys on the outside, I understand. I understand. But if you look at the profile, he's going to be. There are so many things about this that remind me of Justin Jefferson, playing with the all-star, teammates, playing out of the slot, having questions about whether or not you are going to be able to play outside at the next level, being, that you're only going to be 21 for your whole rookie season, being a five-star, it's just like, if you just look at some of the other things, it's like he was PFF's highest graded wide receiver in 2021. He had an elite contested catch rate. He had elite yards after catch elusiveness. In fact, as far as his yards per route run last year, I believe he was second in all of college football. Number one in all of college football last year among qualifiers in his yards per route run. You could say what you will about missing so much of 2022, but he's not going to have quite as much tread on the tires. He's not going to turn 22 until about this time next year. If you watch the 2021 game versus Utah, you see that he has the clear ability to take over football games. But what you just notice about him is his incredible body control in his hands, right? He played, as far as his target, it's funny. He played he's a slot wide receiver in college. That's what he played. But people are going to say, does he have to play slot at the next level? And I'm not sure he will. He did have a 2 times greater target frequency when facing zone coverages than he did versus man coverages. But he doesn't just have that same incredible knack for finding those soft spots in the zone that we talked about with a guy like Olave, who could also take the top off, right? Jackson Smith and Jigba is not going to really take the top off for you. But after catch, dude, his yards after catch per reception, 8.3 yards after catch per reception. And you couple that with the insane target efficiency, with the yards per route run, and with the fact that just because he was targeted more versus zone, he had one of the best contested catch rates in all of college football versus man, and QBs had a 157.3 passer rating when targeting him versus man, which was second best among all qualifiers. So you have the insane target efficiency. You have the great passer rating versus man when targeted. You have the contested catch rate that was one of the tops in all of college football that year. You have a guy that's not small. I mean, he's pretty good. I mean, as far as his BMI, it's not anything that you're going to look at and say, this guy's
well, he looks bigger than he is.
Well, maybe, or who knows, man. I mean, maybe it could be a situation where he's like, it could be a situation with him where he's like, here, I'll get some of his Instagram stuff on here so the guys can get a look. But it's like, I think he looks like he's a solid, well put together 200-pound dude, and his yards after contact, his elusiveness, everything that he's able to do just with the elite body control, the elite hands, unlike I've really seen on a lot of these guys coming out in quite some time. He's one of my favorite prospects over the last few years. To me, what is there not to like with him? Like, I mean, the cons that I have written down with Jackson Smith and Jigba are he was injured, didn't play a lot of it his time in 2022. He played almost exclusively in the slot. He played with teammates who could have taken some of the focus off of him from opposing defenses. I think that's fair to say. And then other than that, just basically you don't just look at this stuff.
I mean, he's not the fastest guy.
Yeah, you're not just completely – just his speed is not going to completely blow the doors off and make you go crazy, right? So I think that Justin Jefferson ran his – what if he's something like a guy that's about – he's about Justin Jefferson's size. What if he's Justin Jefferson's size that just plays a little bit like Justin Jefferson with that great body control, those excellent big hands, soft hands, but a little bit of just kind of the little bit slower sort of possession guy that can do something with the ball in his hands, kind of like a Keenan Allen?
I mean, he reminds me of an Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Well, that's great. Okay, so – all right. So here's the big question then, Trash Man. Who do you like better, Quentin Johnston or Jaxon Smith-Njigba?
Quentin Johnston.
Oh, God, that's the wrong answer.